storehouse of God's Word. No shortage of meat, no shortage of water. Come, let us feast, my sister and brother. Plenty of food in the storehouse of God's Word. Let's start from the first verse. In this day, men are in dark. From the true word, many shall part, refusing to heed the word of God. For this our day, a word for the bride Jesus has sent. Out of his mouth the word of God went, spoken to us by God's prophet. For this our day. Well, there's food in the storehouse. There's food in the storehouse. There's plenty of food in the storehouse of God's Word. No shortage of meat, no shortage of water. Come, let us feast, my sister and brother. Plenty of food in the storehouse of God's Word. Down through the years, down through the years, these tapes have went around and around. This world they are sent, feeding the sheep the word of God that is so pure. Stay with the word the prophet has said. Don't you add to anything I said. Stay with the word given to us for this our day. Yes, there's food in the storehouse. There's food in the storehouse. There's plenty of food in the storehouse of God's Word. No shortage of meat, no shortage of water. Come, let us feast, my sister and brother. Plenty of food in the storehouse of God's Word. I've met my Lord. I've met my Lord in the Word of today. I see the light. There's no longer gray. I seen it places the sun with authority as heirs of the King. Rapturing faith set me apart. I'll serve my God with my mind, soul, and heart. I'll stay with the word given to us for this our day. Oh, there's food in the storehouse. There's food in the storehouse. Yes, there's plenty of food in the storehouse of God's Word. No shortage of meat, no shortage of water. Come, let us feast, my sister and brother. Plenty of food in the storehouse of God's Word. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. It is good to be in the house. Amen. God bless you, Brother Mike.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm happy to be here. Amen. Thank God for a revelation. Amen. That he revealed his word to me and that he showed me where he was at.
Yes, yes, yes.
I know where he's at. I just want to tell everybody that today at 1:30, Julie, my stepdaughter, passed away. And so she don't have to suffer anymore.
No, no.
She's at home in her new body.
Amen.
That brings me comfort.
Yes.
To know that I can place my loved ones.
Amen.
It gives me peace.
Amen.
That I don't have to worry. That I can look forward to that day.
Yes.
When I got to cross over.
Right.
To see him once again.
Amen.
You know, God's been so good to me.
Amen. Oh,
I stand on his word no matter what.
Amen.
I stand on it. I hold to it. I hold on to his unchanging hand.
Mm.
And when Satan comes at me like he did tonight on the way up here, saying, "Where's your God now?" I said, "He's right here where he's always at." Shut your mouth, devil.
Yes.
Her death ain't going to bring me down.
No.
She's better off.
Amen.
She don't have to suffer anymore.
That's a testimony.
And I just want to praise God because he's good.
Thank God.
Amen. No, I'm so glad to be here. You know, I love this ministry. I love this body. I love my ministers. I was just thinking about them just a second ago. And, you know, what they're bringing, they're just right on pastor's heels. You know, and I just love what we get here. You know, I just don't believe that he brought me this far to leave me. I've been thinking about that all day. You brought me through the bear. You brought me through the lion. You even brought me through this uncircumcised Philistine. You brought me through this nasty, wicked hour, and I'm right here still praising your name. What a privilege. And I never want to take it for granted. I always want to, you know, go on record. I always want to identify. Whatever the body's doing, I want to do it. I want to do it first, too. You know, that's just my desire. But God bless you, sis.
Thank you, Lord.
Good evening, buddy.
Amen.
You knew it was going to come eventually. It's good to be back into the house, in this house. I believe it's revelation. I've been gone. My friend that I got the prayer cloth for did pass away. So I've been in Maryland. But I prayed to God to let him hear me one more time while I was there. Because God was in his house. And he answered that prayer.
Yes.
He had been quiet for days. And I just went in and touched him and let him know I was there. And he said, "I'm going to open my eyes for you."
Amen.
And he talked to me. And I was so happy about that because I know God walked in that house.
Yes.
And I know where he is now.
Waiting.
I have comfort in that.
Amen.
But I couldn't share that with the family so they could understand that he's not lost. Although it is his birthday, he passed on his birthday. He's not lost. You will see him again.
That's right. Oh, yeah. That's
and so
promise.
I'm glad I have this revelation that even though they didn't understand what I was telling them all the time, I did.
Amen.
And he's not suffering either, Brother Mike. I'm so sorry to hear about your daughter. He's not suffering anymore. It had been years. And I'm glad I was there, and I want to thank the body that actually missed me and reached out to see what was going on. And Brother Jay, when you preached, I think it was Wednesday, and I realized that it was Wednesday, and it was late when I heard the message. But you let me know, you knew I was listening. And that just meant so much to me that I can be here in this body, and you actually miss me when I'm not here, so I thank you for that.
Oh,
but if I'm not here, it's a good reason why I'm not here. It's not always vacation, but it was a push to get here today, but I had to get to the house today.
Yes.
And
amen.
I wanted to see you all before you traveled.
Thank
wherever Jeremiah is, before you all traveled, just to get a little more strength, because it was not easy. It was things that I never thought I would do, but God gave me the strength to stand with that family. Amen. And I'm happy that I had the opportunity, and I'm looking forward to the word tonight.
Amen. Yes. Amen. Let's sing Song 35, In the Presence of Jehovah, Kia C. We'll start with the chorus first. Just want to worship him. In the presence of Jehovah, God Almighty is my Prince of Peace. Tug of war in me, all day long I struggle for answers that I need, but then I come into his presence. My questions become clear, and for the sacred moment, there's no doubt that I can interfere in the love, the Lord provided a place for us to rest, a place to find the answer. Slip away and breathe his name. He will
surely meet you there. In the presence, oh, hallelujah, of Jehovah, He's the God Almighty. He's my Prince of troubles vanish. All hearts are mended when I'm in the presence of the God bless you.
Go ahead, sis. You may be seated.
Slip up here while I can. You know, I was just, you know, listening and reading the words of that song, and they're so beautiful. And, you know, when you have the revelation and you just listen to those words, I was always thinking about what Pastor said. Some, you know, the songs are like a testimony. Oh, yeah. But I want to get up here and I want to stake my claim that I'm so thankful for the rest that we have with this word. I'm so thankful that, you know, we talk about how close this body change is. And there was a time that scared me. There was a time that the idea of eternity and, you know, leaving what I know here was scary, but it's not anymore. And I'm just, I have so much to be thankful for. I have so much, you know, that the rest that when we enter this building, it's, we just relax. We can take all this stress that that world has on us and we can just lay it down. And I'm so thankful that also, we can take that rest with us too. Like, we can create our own atmosphere. No matter what happens, no matter what issues we have or worries, we can just speak His name. When I was a kid, I remember my mom always told me, you know, when you're feeling scared at night or something scary, just speak Jesus' name and everything will go away. And as a little kid, I would do that. I'd put that faith in. But now I have my own revelation. Such a different idea. And, you know, as we get closer to the end of the year, I remember we always used to, you know, give our little end of the year testimony. And I just reflect back on what God's done for me. And He's done so much. And one of the biggest blessings specifically this year is my baby boy. And, you know, I think through about how God spoke to me and He told me that He had love that He wanted me to manifest, and so much love.
Yes.
And oh my goodness, do I love my baby. But I also think about how the different things that were manifested with becoming a mother, that, you know, when they tell you that there's a certain love that comes with being a parent, you don't know until you have a child. It's so true. But it also made me think, you know, it's kind of like a revelation. You don't know what it's like until you get it.
Right.
And all the benefits that come with it. And I mean, I just feel so full right now, and I could just keep talking forever, but I just want to say thank you, God. I'm staking my claim. This year has been amazing, and if the Lord tarries and we have another year, it'll be amazing.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless you, God.
Kind of torn about coming up here tonight. I was reading a book from Brother Branham that he had preached back in 1952. I picked it up by mistake. It wasn't by mistake, but I didn't realize that it was from back then. But I picked it up and I started reading. I think it's Only Believe or Believe God or something to that effect. It's back there, and I picked it up thinking, oh, this will be a good subject. So I started reading it, and I forgot the book. So there was a page in there that I wanted to read just to edify and just to exhort. And it had something to do with Abraham, just believing God for the promise. And Abraham was 100 years old, and his wife was 90. We know that. And God told him He's going to give him a son. And, well, we know the story. But there was a passage in there that even though that message was preached back in 1952, it's still relevant to us. I mean, it talks about that faith. And it's that same faith that Abraham had that we have that's going to get us to our body change. I mean, it's, we've got to have our faith increase. Yeah. And we've got the God in us. We've got it. It can happen at any time. Right. You know, it's starting to sink in.
Oh, you know,
brother, you were talking about, you know, we've got one thing on our plate, and that's just to get the debt up.
Right.
And when I read this passage in that book, it's like, well, there's the answer. You know, Brother Branham was explaining how that faith was just increased, that Abraham believed him no matter what the circumstances looked like. And that he just believed him, even to the point where God told him to slay his son. Mm-hmm. He did not hesitate because he knew that somehow he was going to be a father of many nations.
That's right.
And so it didn't matter what God wanted of Abraham. It's going to happen. And it's that faith that we're going to have to get us to get us out of here, get our body changed.
Amen.
And it's just becoming more and more real. As I hear the messages that's coming forth, it's just increasing my faith that much more. And I just thank God, you know, just something as insignificant as a book that I thought in my mind, you know, just another creed that just went out the window, that, you know, I was focusing on getting books from 63 on. This one snuck in on me. But, you know, thank God. I read it, and I'm enjoying it. I'm not done with it. But I still see that even though Brother Branham had a progressive ministry, there's still bits and pieces in here that, you know, that's the truth. And you can get, you know, some edification from it.
Amen.
And I just thank God he opened my eyes to that, and, you know, and thank you, Lord.
God bless you, brother.
Yeah, I appreciate testimonies. I always want to say that. I want to identify with this body 100%. It's good to be here tonight. Just an announcement, we're at that time of the year where we're going to be doing the church directory, so Sunday it'll be printed back there, and you can fill in your address and all that good jazz, whatever's changed, and then we'll have it ready by New Year's service. So give me that announcement. Jada's at school, so she sent me a text and said, Dad, announce it. So I'm going to do what she's supposed to do, but yes, so that'll be here Sunday. Just give you guys a heads up.
Thank you.
Speaking of announcements, let me just go ahead and just say this, and from the 1st to the 4th, Pastor Moore and Brother Jeremiah are going to be going to San Diego. That's this weekend. So if you haven't said goodbye to them tonight, now is your chance. And just remember, December 7th, 10:30 a.m., Sister Christy, she plays at New Horizon. And for musicians, there's no musicians practice this Thursday. Next Thursday will be for the youth. And I think that... Is it? I did that. Yeah. All right.
Amen. Yeah. Let me say a little something here, maybe.
Yeah.
Eric, can you come back up?
Oh, amen.
Today was one of those days where it started at 6:30 and then did not let up until I walked out of the doors at work. You know, and despite everything Satan can throw at you in one day, and I'm pretty sure he threw the entire community of Kettering at me today, you know, you can still say that it wasn't a bad day.
Amen.
And so I want to get up and kind of black his eye and just sing a song. Give a little bit of praise to kind of just rub it in. So I want to sing Always, if that's okay. Let me just hold it so I can see it.
Amen.
Foes are many, they rise against me, but I will hold my ground, and I will not fear the war, I will not fear the storm. My help is on the way, my help is on the way, and oh my God, He will not delay, my refuge and strength always. And I will not fear, His promise is is true. My God will come through always. Always. Trouble surrounding, chaos abounding. My soul will rest in you. And I will not fear the war. I will not fear the storm. My help is on the way. My help is on the way. And oh my God, He will not delay. My refuge and strength always. And I will not fear, His promise is true. My God will come through always. Always. I lift my eyes up, my help comes from the Lord. And I lift my eyes up, my help comes from the Lord. And I lift my eyes up, my help comes from the Lord. And I lift my eyes up, my help comes from the Lord. From you, Lord. And oh my God, He will not delay. My refuge and strength always. And I will not fear, His promise is true. My God will come through always. Always.
Brother Donna,
I have to say ditto to that, if that's not the bride's testimony. You know, it's not, you know, the church world sings that kind of song, and they're struggling to get there, struggling to keep it, but it's just a fact with the bride. You know, I'm so thankful for the rest, the perfect rest. You know, we was talking about how that, you know, God doesn't reveal His word till He brings it to pass, you know. And He's got a pretty good record. I'm pretty happy with every revelation so far. So I don't fear. I don't fear at all. Even personally to me, what comes, come what may. I'm so thankful to have a rest, no matter what. And that hadn't always been. You know, you kind of worry, you want to do this, you want to do that. You know, you want to put your thinking on it. You're trying to keep it off, but you want to put it on anyway. And but Lord, just come what may. You know, from day to day, you've got me. And no more capable hands than I sure wouldn't want it in my hands. I'm bound to mess it up. You know, just to see that rest and that peace and that joy that never leaves me. You know, I don't have bad days. No. Sorry to say, I don't have bad days. You know, the devil can bring what he wants, and it doesn't really matter. You know, I'm sold out to what I understand. You know, I was thinking about Muhammad Ali. When he was in his prime, he wasn't worried about too much.
No.
As far as the fight goes. He wasn't worried about too much at all. He'd done proved himself.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I've whipped up on the devil an awful lot. So he don't worry me a whole lot.
Yeah.
You know, he don't, no. Because he's only got one trick. He's only got one punch.
Right.
Get you away from the word of God.
That's it.
And
that's
that will, I mean, take many forms. He might uppercut or... You know, haymaker, whatever, but the result is just to try to get you away from the truth of the Word of God, and He will never move me.
No.
It's not a boast. That's not a hope so. That's just a fact.
That's a fact.
Amen.
Amen. Sis, you'll be the last one.
I just want to say I'm thankful to be here. I'm thankful especially for God's word and the fact that he has kept me and my family.
Amen.
And you can see the evidence of that because we're here.
Yeah.
Not everybody can make it through the doors.
Amen.
Not everybody woke up. But everybody here did.
Amen.
And, you know, he's carried me through so much lately. I mean, in my whole life. He's been there my whole life. But for me to be in the message and understand how much he has actually kept me and my family lately, to be able to see the things that I used to take for granted, because I just figure, you know, it'll happen. And it's really weird because to me to get used to, because at first it was, I had to know everything. And then he showed me that I was blind and now I can see. Now, can I see everything? No. Can I see what he reveals to me? Yes. But he took that a little bit farther. You know, I heard the story about the guys that got thrown into the furnace, and they said, well, even if we die, we still... And I heard it, and I understood that that's a really strong faith and belief to have. And it's been occurring to me that it's true. And I mean, it resonates in me. And it's like there's been a few major things that would normally rock me. And it's like, well, you know, and the latest was my car died on Thanksgiving. We're on the side of the road. It's like, okay. Well, Lord, even if I don't get another car, I'm still going to praise you. I knew that one way or another, it was all going to work out.
Yeah.
See, the details I don't need to worry about anymore. Now, does that mean I need to sit on my butt and hope that something's going to know? I need to do my due diligence. I need to do things like call AAA. I need to call mechanics. I need to call for a ride. I need to do what I need to do to make it through. It's like planting the potatoes. But I still know that even if I reach out, what I reach out for might not happen, but he's already provided a way through, and that is a rest that I can't explain. But if you've had that, you know exactly what I'm saying. And there's nothing can shake that. And I'm just so grateful for that. I'm grateful to be here. And thank you all for your prayers and thoughts, because I know we're all under fire. And I pray for each and every one of you. And I'm so grateful to hear your testimonies when you guys get up here, because it does help see me through.
Amen. You can only have these kind of testimonies when you serve a present tense God. I can't get away with what Brother Jeremiah said about that present tense God. Something about present tense.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Amen.
Let's sing 2:16 out of the chorus, Born to Fly. Because, you know, if you're an eagle, you're going to manifest the promise.
Amen.
Glad to be here this evening.
Yes,
what's it like to be an eagle and to fly? What's it like to leave the nest and soar the sky? Well, I don't know just how it feels, but someday I know I will. There's something telling me I was born to fly, and I can feel my spirit getting ready to spread its wings. I'm gonna leave this world behind for better things. Very soon I'll say goodbye. I'm gonna wait. My soul is ready to leave. I was born to fly. For so long, this nest of life has fettered me, and my soul has longed so much to be set free. But no house of clay can hold me when he comes in a cloud of glory. When I hear him call my name, I'm gonna fly away.
and I can feel my spirit getting ready to spread its wings. I'm gonna leave this world fly. Sing the verse again. For so long this nest of life has fettered me, and my soul has longed so much to be set free. But no house of clay can hold me when he comes in the clouds of glory. When I hear call my name, I'm gonna fly away. Oh, I can feel my spirit getting ready. Wings. I'm gonna leave this world high for better things. Very soon I'll say goodbye. I'm gonna wing my way through. Got new soul, get ready to leave. You were born to fly. One more time. Yes, I can feel my spirit getting ready. I'm gonna leave this world behind for better things. Very soon I'll say goodbye. I'm gonna wing my way to the eastern sky. New soul, get ready to leave. New soul, get ready to leave. New soul, get ready to leave. You were born to fly.
Dear God, thank you.
Amen.
Oh Lord, we can see the hour. We've heard the midnight cry. We've heard our name. We got oil and our lamps is the bride of Jesus Christ. All seven ages, we're ready.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Lord, it's just one more final step for us. And we can see the hours here and it's approaching quickly. Thank you for that understanding. Even so, Lord, come.
Yes.
Thank you for the rest, for a peace, for a clear understanding. When the rest of the world has no hope, Lord, we have hope and we appreciate it. Thank you for this other opportunity to come in here tonight, Lord, and see you testify to us and sing to us, and we worship you, and I ask that you have your way with the preaching part of the service. Lord, use my mouth, use my vocal cords, have your way to say what you want to say tonight. Talk to us, make it a little bit brighter, enthuse us, give us what we need. Be with this bride around the world, Lord. Touch the needs of the body, Lord. There's some bodies that could still use a touch, Lord, and we ask that you move for each and every one of their behalf. Thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace, and everything you do for us. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and ask, amen. You may be seated. It's good to be here this evening. Good to see you all. And good to be seen. As you said, and as Brother Isaiah said, you know, we're leaving Friday, so keep us in your prayers. Did get a little schedule. It looks like there's going to be three services. So may God bless if we don't get out here before then, those services. Yeah. And we get the work done and the fellowship and whatever we need to do. And I know you guys will have a good time here too. Because I know what kind of testifiers we've left behind and kind of preachers we've left behind. You guys will have church like we're not even here and don't even care. But don't worry, we're going to do the same. Yeah. So don't you won't insult me and I won't insult you. We're just going to be praising God in both places and looking forward to it. You know, you're busy all the way until you leave, but looking forward to getting on the plane so I can stop thinking about everything else you got to think about and do what we got to do. And it'll be good to see Brother Rosaldo and the churches out there that we fellowship with. We are going to go to one of the services. This is back at a Blaze for Jesus. That's the
I don't really know. I don't know that they're a denomination as much. I think they claim to be non-denominational, but they're not really a Methodist church, so to speak, either. But always enjoy the fellowship there, too. And God always bless us. So looking forward to it. God knows what they need, what we need. He knows how to deliver the message. He knows how to tweak somebody's thinking. He knows how to pull somebody. If he needs to pull somebody, he knows how to get the job done, Brother Deskins. He's always got the job done. And like you were testifying, there's not been one revelation of God I've ever been disappointed in. God's always come through. He's always revealed himself. He's always manifested himself. He's always kept his word. Heaven and earth might pass away in the condition that it is in right now, but not God's word will ever pass away. And I like being able to say that. Because that's the one thing that stands. You know, we always say it. You know, a lot of things can come and go. Things that we even hold near and dear can come and go. But the one thing that will never change, never fail you, never go, so to speak, is the Word of God. It'll be there and come through every single time because God keeps all of His promises. He keeps all of His appointments. He's never too early. You know, you can be too early. You know, we like early sometimes. I mean, but you can be too early because you can cause something to be missed. Because you didn't give time for things to get in the right place. And see, God understands that. He's never too early. He's never too late. Always right on time. And I'm excited about the word. I'm excited about the message. I'm excited about the hour we live in. You know, I'm a preacher that gets excited about normally when I preach. And sometimes I talk to myself and say, stay behind the pulpit. But I'm going to tell you, I don't want to stay behind the pulpit tonight. I'm too excited about what I got. I'm just going to let you know that. I'm going to warn you. I just know I'm too enthrilled about what's going on. Because what we have and the understanding we have is something different than the rest of the world knows. And I have great anticipation for what's going on. I recognize that I could get out of here at any moment. I recognize that I'm not really waiting on anything, Brother Moore. I say that, and I recognize we won't go one day earlier than God's ready to go. I recognize I'll meet the foolish version will come to me, is supposed to come to me. I recognize I'll be here and doing all that. But in the big picture, I'm talking about the big picture of God fulfilling His word and fulfilling scripture and fulfilling ages and fulfilling days. I ain't got anything to be waiting on. We're at that final move, you know. And I like that title on Sunday. You know, Brother Schultz used to say sometimes, he said, pay attention to Brother Branham's titles after 63. He said, because they mean some things. He says, you don't even have to reinvent the wheel. Those titles are important, you know. And Brother Moore gave a good title on Sunday. And it should thrill you. He didn't say a move of the bride. He actually said the final move of the bride. That's a little tweak. That's a little different statement. That means a little something to me. That means I'm not thinking I got 20 steps to have to do. That means I'm not thinking I got 10 steps I got to do. I'm thinking I'm in my final move. And when I say I'm in my final move, I'm thinking bigger than me. I'm thinking of a 2,000-year-old bride body. Now, I will always, while I'm here, testify for what God's done for me as a personal individual. I ain't taking that away from you. But I like what God said on Sunday. Sometimes we're so limited to ourselves and we don't have a big picture in mind. It's much bigger than just you. This is a 2,000-year bride body that's standing on their feet, that knows who she is, that has done her job, that has made herself ready. He did the first stage and sent us a prophet. He came through the dark ages and gave us a spirit to overcome the devil. He gave us a face of a man age so that we could have this Bible up here tonight. The bride has done the work. Amen. And we've got ourselves to the point where we made ourselves ready. Yes. And we have married him. Yes. And now he's in his second coming. Amen. Where he's taking us back with him. Amen. Oh, that gets me excited. Amen. Oh, not only has he brought me individually through a lion and a bear, he's brought this whole body through the seven church ages. Oh, that's the real picture. Yes, when they were going to feed him the lions, you know what he did? He gave us a spirit of an ox to get through that thing. And they went through it just as easy as you and I are going through this age. We think it's impossible. They think what you're doing is impossible. But you know what it is? God has always provided a way, a spirit, a way of an escape, a way to overcome. There is nothing that will come to you that you can't overcome. Amen. I'll say that again. There is nothing coming your way that you can't overcome. Yes, Lord. The Bible says you are more than a conqueror. You're an overcomer. The devil's no match for you. We see how little he is. We see that he couldn't stop the bride. He couldn't stop that bride. He can't stop you because you're part of the bride. You have what you need to overcome every obstacle the devil tried to put in your way. Oh, that's exciting. You know, we'll let God have his way. You got quotes, and you think, well, I probably should read them here or read them there, but I'm going to read one before I read a scripture. You know, I plan to get to a scripture, but if we don't, you know what? I'm at home tonight. Now, I might be going and traveling, and I'll make sure I read a scripture. I know how to do that. And when I go there, don't worry, I've been taught. I've been trained. I've been trained how I can act in here. I've been trained how I can act out there. I know how to, you know, I train my kids. And God's trained me. My kids know how to act everywhere they go. They know how to respect everywhere they go. Well, God's been treating me no differently. I know how to be at home and when I need to be on my best behavior, so to speak. And it's not that I'm changing and being something different here and there. I'll be just as excited there as I am there. I'll be preaching the word there just as much as I'm preaching it here. But there's just God knows what he needs to do. God knows what he wants. But I'm at home tonight. I'm at people that truly understand me, that really know what I got. You understand why I'm excited tonight. You understand why I'm ready to run these aisles. Because you should be ready to run the aisles. You should be enthused. You should be turned on. You should be anticipating that this body change could happen at any moment. It shouldn't just be me. It should be all of us. All of us. All of us. They want to meet us just as bad as we want to meet them. In the physical sense. That's where we are. Now this is the future home, and I'll get to a scripture, Lord willing, in a little bit. Now Ephesians 1 and 10 is called, if you're putting it down, Ephesians 1 and 10 is called not a dispensation. Not the seventh day. It's called the fullness of time. And when the fullness of time has come, that's when time has been fulfilled. Brother Brown's keeping it very simple for us. Fullness of time, time's been fulfilled. When there is no more time, you go into eternity. After the seventh church age is over, and it is. Oh, wow. You know, we've read that a lot, and we've preached a lot about it. But that means more to me tonight. And it is. Luther's age is over. Methodist age is over. Pentecostal age is over. And now you go into what? Eternity. Now it gets even better. No more sevens. No more threes. No more other. They're in eternity where there is no such thing as time, as numbers, and times and things. Amen. He says, oh my. I can say oh my too, Brother Branham. Amen. The seventh church age, as far as the bride is concerned, is over. We are in the bride age. We're standing on our feet. We have no more threes to fulfill. We have no more sevens to fulfill. This rapture that's in process, this change of the body, I should say, could happen at any moment, and it wouldn't disrupt one thing. You said, we've said that before, but I'm telling you, it means more to me tonight than it meant when I heard it before. Because I see how close I am. I thought I was waiting on some things that I'm not waiting on, Brother Lockett. The midnight cry's been going on. The trump has sounded. They're right here with us. If we could just have our eyes open the right way, we'd see them. And in any moment, we will see them. That's how close this thing is. People still working on threes, still working on sevens, still trying to build a body, still trying to save a bunch of people. And I know there's a balance in everything I'm saying, but people got it all wrong. We're in the eighth day. We're in the midnight cry. We're in come out or hurt my people. We're in a dying when there is no such things as threes and sevens. It's time to go home. You realize we're in eternity in our soul? We're an eternity as a bride. You know, the only thing that's still got time associated with it, really, it's connected to what Brother Moore called the final move. I need a change in this body. It still aches. It still grows old. It still has sweat and things that's problematic. But that's going to get changed. That's not going to stay that way. That's what I'm waiting on. I believe the shouts happen. I believe the voice been the voice for quite a while. I believe the trump sounded at his descending. The Bible said it did. The midnight cries on. That means a lot of things have happened. Oh, I don't know if I have enough time to slow down, but that means that it's further along than I thought it was. Oh, and the spiritual sense and the theophany sense, we're right there together. He brought them down with him. We're united in that sense. But Brother Branham talked about we're going to meet him physically. We're going to meet him in the air. We're going to be one big bride before we do it. That's all I'm waiting on. That's the final move, people. And you know why the eighth day got me so excited and why I had to scream it out? For some reason, it just said, we're too close. Like, if you're already in the eighth day, you ain't got much to wait. I mean, I don't know how to explain it to you other than I'm just here until it's time to go. Amen. There ain't nothing I got to do until I'm just waiting, enjoying the message. I'm already in the new day. I just need this body changed. I ain't waiting a bunch of processes. I ain't waiting on a bunch of conditions. I'm ready. I'm there. I'm right at the doorstep. Just waiting on that clear understanding. That revelation. Brother Branham said the rapture is a revelation. You know what we understand about the rapture tonight is that by revelation. The fact we know where we are in the rapture is by revelation. And that last step of it, that body change of it, that's going to be the same as any other piece of it. God will just talk to us and it will come by revelation. Now let me get the scripture. Because I'm preaching all around it. But I want you to be able to read it. Because when you hear it, it's going to get you excited like it got me excited. I just know it will. 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter. The first verse I want to read is verse 19. If in this life only we have hope in Christ. You know, I always liked that because, you know, I used to always paraphrase this, if only in this life we had hope. But he said, you know, our only hope in this life is Christ, people. The reason why we walk around with the ability to overcome this world and be positive and not have a bad day and defeat the devil is Christ. There's nothing about this world that gives you hope. What gives you hope to get through this life is Christ. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are all men most miserable. Now, I got more scripture to read, but I want to start there. Brother Moore said we had hope on Sunday. This world is not my home. I got a place I'm going to. I got a promise of a hole in the sky, not a hole in the ground. I got a promise of a new body coming. I got a promise of a marriage supper. I got a promise of an eternal life, Brother Moore, that where I won't die, where I won't have to part with my loved ones, where there will be no tears, where there will be no parting. I have a hope. I have a promise. I have an understanding that, and I'm not even trying to put us there physically yet, but I know where I'm going. And I know the start of that is at any moment, at any day now. And I'm not trying to rush it. I don't have to try to rush it. You can look around you. Look at where we are in the Word. Look where we are in the Revelation. Look where we are in the bride. Amen. Look how the world is. Look at all the conditions. I ain't got to rush nothing. We're here. It's closer than it's ever been. And I got to hope that I ain't worried about this condition out here. I'm going to be pulled out of it before a great tribulation. And I got that promise. I'm not afraid, as Kara said. I have a rest. I have a peace. I have a joy. I'm going to see my loved ones again. Oh, that's a promise. Let me read that. You'll like this. I got some good quotes too, and I know I can't read them all, but I'm going to read some because they're good. Going Beyond the Camp, preached in 1964. How thankful we are for all of God's great blessings. May it continue to be with us until that last trumpet blows. We'll be caught up together to meet the Lord in the air. Think of it, Brother Branham says. Missing people. They can't see you no more, but you're getting together with the rest of the group. They which are alive and remain to the coming of the Lord shall not prevent or hinder the word, is those which are asleep, not dead. Brother Moore said that Sunday. No, Christians don't die. They're just taking a little rest, that's all. Oh my, Brother Branham says. See, he got excited when he talked about this too.
Yeah.
And the trump of God shall sound, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and appear to many. All at once, you happen to stand and look, well, there's a brother. And you know it ain't long. In a few minutes, we'll be changed. In a moment, in a twinkling of an eye. Together with them, be missing on the earth, caught up to meet the Lord in the air. And to think, with all that we have seen in the scriptures, and the clear-cut vindications of the hour that we're living in, it could happen before the service ends.
Amen.
That's what Brother Branham said in 1964. Now I can say the same thing tonight. All the clear-cut vindications we see, Russia in its place, Rome in its place, Israel in its condition, the world in its condition, the foolish virgins in its condition, the bride in her place. This rapture, this caught up in the air to meet the Lord, could happen before the service ends.
Amen.
But what's so great about it? Well, I like it. You guys' testimony may think of it. Our loved ones are going to appear before us.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to see them again, Brother Mike. Oh, it might be a little season that we don't see them physically. But, you know, the Bible tells me to die is gain.
Yeah.
To live is Christ and to die is gain. I go from having one rim right to two rims right.
Yeah.
I'm gaining.
Right.
I'm in a better condition.
Yeah.
I'm living in a good place.
Yeah.
I'm happy to be there.
Yes.
They got a revelation hearing me talk tonight just like you're hearing me talk tonight. That's how much I believe it. We used James one time, preached it. Everything heard John screaming.
Right.
Above the earth, in the earth, all around.
Yes.
And they're right here. But one day they're going to appear before me.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to see that day. I'm looking for it, Brother Deskins.
Amen.
I always use my grandfather, but whoever it's going to be, Brother Moore talked about last shall be first and the first shall be last.
Because right,
right. That's who you're going to recognize first.
Yeah.
You know them first.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's what a day that's going to be.
Amen.
Oh, this I'm looking for it.
Amen.
I'm looking for Brother Childress.
Yeah.
That's why Brother Moore says, come on, Brother Childress.
Yeah.
People, it's time to change our thinking.
Yeah.
This ain't, I don't want to act like I got to wait 20 years. I'm not trying to act like I got to wait 10 years. I'm thinking it could happen very soon. And I ain't trying to force it. I like to always say that. I just see what's going on.
Yeah.
And it's the hour for the bride to recognize what's going on. Because she's the one that's going to keep preaching it, talking it, until it becomes such a clear understanding that we will realize we don't have to be here any longer. Brother Branham said it could happen before the service ends. That's how much he thought things were over, Brother Dustin. That's been in there for quite a while. Sometimes when you read it the fifth time or sixth time, after you've heard the trumps already sounded, you heard the midnight cries in play, you read that at this time, you're like, wow, that sounds a little different. That sounds like it's pretty, that's even closer than I thought it was. I've read Going Beyond the Camp a couple times before tonight. And I don't remember thinking about it like this, is all I'm saying.
Right.
But it's what's on the bride's mind.
Amen.
It's what God's been talking about.
Right.
It's what he's trying to get across to us. Even if it is another 5 years, he's trying to let us know, people, stop acting like you're waiting on certain things.
Amen.
And realize how close you are.
Amen.
God, as I said Sunday, God doesn't want us to jump ahead and act like things are here that aren't here. But he don't want us behind waiting on something that's already here.
Amen.
He wants us to be right on time. right in the present day, right, where the message of the hour is. Amen. That's how he's always been.
Amen.
You know, there are some people that preach that we're already in a third coming.
Right.
We're not in a third coming. I don't care how much you want to spiritualize things. We're going to get to that in a little bit. There is going to be a physical meeting in the air.
Amen.
You can't get to the third coming before that happens. Matter of fact, the final move of the bride, yeah, is that body change. And where we go and meet that Lord, the Lord in the air.
Amen.
That's the only thing I'm really looking for. That's what I'm going to keep preaching.
Yeah.
That's like Brother Moore said, Sonny, you get tired of hearing the rapture, I ain't got anything else for you. Because
yeah, yeah,
if I preach anything else, I'm just preaching history.
Yeah.
I'm preaching something that's already been fulfilled.
Right.
But I'm trying to give you something tonight,
yeah,
that we realize it's time to get out of here.
Yeah.
I ain't trying to get justified. I ain't trying to get sanctified. I ain't trying to get the gifts. I ain't trying to speak in tongues. And all those things were real and true and still true today. But what I'm trying to get is a body change.
Amen. That's all I need.
That's all I need. That's what God... Word says.
Yes. Yes.
He says we've come through the threes. He said we come through the sevens.
Right.
He says we've been justified. He says we've been sanctified.
Right.
The only thing left is the rapture, the going away of the bride.
Yes.
What am I supposed to think about then?
Right.
What am I supposed to talk about then?
Right.
Yeah, God will help us through our life.
Sure.
But the greatest help I'm going to get is the day I get to the body change.
Yeah.
I'm going to plant potatoes until then.
Oh, yeah.
But I promise you, when I get the body change, I ain't thinking about planting no potatoes. That won't even be in my mind. I'm going to work. I'm going to work tomorrow if we're still here. Because I got to make a living. And I'm going to plant those potatoes. But I promise you, if we were to get out of here tonight, I ain't worried about tomorrow. You know, it happens to us truly every service. We come in here in different mindsets. You know, there's some services I'm a little bit less bothered, so to speak, less stressed. Then there's other days you come in here, you've had the day, and it's on your mind. You're trying to get it off you. And then, you know, it happens in different ways. Not, you don't have to be exactly like mine. That first song starts playing.
Amen.
In the moment, or in the presence of Jehovah. And here you were doing nothing but thinking about work, trying to get off of you, trying to get the day off of you, and it just took one song.
Amen.
Where you start thinking about God again.
Right.
And it started washing the thing away. Because
yeah,
you're already in his presence in the sense that he's with you everywhere you're going in you.
Right.
But you got in the church where the word's going to be preached.
Yes.
Where the atmosphere is starting to change.
Yes.
And God's starting to change your environment.
Yeah.
And getting you to think about things that aren't in time. But start thinking about eternity for a little bit. Stop worrying about the money issue. Stop worrying about what you got to do at the job tomorrow. You may not even make it there tomorrow. Stop worrying about what you got to do tomorrow. And just for 2 hours, for a little bit of time, let me deal with you. Let me talk to you. Come and get in this atmosphere. Come get around this word. Come and get around the bride of Jesus Christ. And next thing you know, God's talking to you. He's singing to you. He's preaching to you. And you don't even really remember what you were even worried about. What was even the problem?
Yeah.
And you know, I've been guilty at times of here and there just to make you feel better because I can hear the devil condemn you. It took you a little longer tonight than it took me.
Right.
Don't worry about it. Just let God keep talking to you a little bit.
Yeah.
Just get out of the way.
Yeah.
You know, that's the trick, is to get out of the way.
Yeah.
Let God use you. You know, I think that's one day that's how the body change is going to happen. We're going to get out of the way.
Yeah.
We're going to stop thinking about how it can't happen and how grave an obstacle it is and how it's against science and that we've never seen it happen before. And we're going to get in such an environment and God's going to be talking to us and giving us a revelation.
Yeah.
And we're going to sit there, Brother Moore, and we're going to say, what problems did I have? What gravity are you talking about?
Yeah.
What physics are you talking about? What in this world condition are you talking about? It's time to go home.
Yeah.
You just got to get out of the way. Let God deal with you. Let him talk to you. Let him give you the revelation of the hour. That's what the preacher has to do. That's what the testifier should do. That's what the person who raised their hands. I always say, you got to get out of the way to raise your hands. You got to get out of the way of your own self to raise your hands. Gravity's got it down. That's the first thing. The law of gravity. You got to overcome it. But I can.
Amen.
then you know what you got to do? That right up here. What's people going to think? How are you going to look? Will they think you look silly? What if you dance in the spirit? What if you get so excited? You realize when I get up here and preach, I'm out of the way right now. I'm snorting, I'm snotting. I ain't looking normal. But you got to get out of the way, Brother Moore. And you got to get out of the way. Say, I don't care what people think. I don't care how I look. I don't care if they're laughing at me. I don't care if they don't understand me. I don't care if they think I'm an oddball. I love God. And I'm going to praise God. And this hope I have, I'm more focused on that than any hope in this world. This world ain't got no hope. That's like Brother Moore's been saying. He's saying, Lord, help me be better. And he wasn't even talking all about so much good living. What he's trying to realize is it's time to go home. Who cares about this world and what it has to offer? I ain't trying to be popular in this world. I ain't trying to make a name in this world. I'm trying to get out of this world. Help me think that way. Just my thinking. I ain't got time to worry about this world. I ain't got time to fit in. I ain't got time to worry about a 10-year career. I ain't got time to worry about a bunch of money. And I will plant my potatoes. I am balanced. But I'm talking about I'm ready to be popular with God. I'll leave every bit of it. I'm ready to go home. I don't need another job. I don't need another salary increase. I don't need another home. I don't need to retire. I don't need grandchildren. I don't need any other phase. Even so, Lord, come. The world don't have to like me. They don't have to understand me. The bride knows who I am. That's who I'm really identified with. If you really want to know my name, it's Mrs. Jesus Christ. If you really want to know my name, it's the 8th day word of the hour. If you really want to know my name, it's the final voice to the final age. If you really want to know my name, it's Luke 17:30. If you really want to know who I am, it's St. John 14:12. If you really want to know who I am, I'm the ones that are alive and remain. If you really want to know who I am, I'm the one that's made myself ready. If you really want to know who I am, I'm the one that's holy, spotless, blemishless. I'm perfect. I'm the bride of Jesus Christ. Yeah, I got to be Jeremiah tomorrow time last. But you know my real job. I always say I still got a real job. They might call me Jeremiah at work, and I'll fulfill that role. But I know what my real name is. I know what my real job is. I know what I'm here for. I know when God sends me to Maryland, when nobody else goes. I know what my real job is. You know what I love about it? Jesus wept. You know, we still have humanness about us. We're going to get sad when we lose loved ones. Don't feel bad about that. That's human. That's normal. Actually, I would question if you didn't. Something would be wrong the other way, to be honest with you. But on the other side of that coin, Jesus is sitting there crying at Lazarus' grave. And it just took a split second. In a moment, Brother Moore. Because I got to get to that scripture in a moment. In just a moment. You know, that's how fast things happen. That's how fast revelations happen. They happen in just a moment. Oh, that's my title tonight, in a moment. I'm going to get to that here in a minute. But since we're here, I'll give you the title. In just a moment, Jesus went from crying. Because what he heard somebody say, if you'd have been here, Lazarus wouldn't have died. And in just a moment, didn't take 20 years, wasn't a long drawn out process, didn't take 5 minutes, in just a moment, Jesus said, wait a minute, I am the resurrection. That little woman at the well that met Jesus, that didn't think she was worthy to come to the well with all the other virgins, all it took was a moment, a clear understanding, and she changed just like that. Oh, that gets me excited. That's how this body change is going to be. It ain't got to be 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 5 years. Give me just a moment. Give me a clear revelation. Give me a clear understanding. And we get out of here just like that, Brother Dustin. I ain't waiting on a bunch of things, Brother Moore. Now, Luther didn't even know he was in the fifth age and that there was two more ages after him. But, you know, we can look back.
But you know, if you knew and you were in Luther days and you knew you had two more days, you would say, well, I got a little time. This ain't happening tomorrow. But when you're all the way at the end and see it all done, you can expect it. In a moment, it can happen just like that. So let's keep reading. Let me get to there. Down in verse 51, same book, same chapter. 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter. Verse 51. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. You know what that all is? That's not even just the living saints. That's the sleeping saints. That's the entire bride of Jesus Christ. Now listen to this next verse. In a moment. That's how close we are, people. And I know in the moment just means that your body's going to change just like that. But I'm here to tell you, too, it could happen at any moment. Brother Bram said it could happen before the service is over. And I want to just say that because that's what Brother Moore's been getting across to us. You're not waiting on the midnight cry. You're not waiting on certain things that we thought we were waiting on. And any day now, we could be getting out of here. And you know why it's important? You know, the bride will be happy and smiling and living here for another 5 years. We will be satisfied with hope in Christ, doing our job. But you know what God has never done is He's never left His people not understanding what's going on in the hour. He wants us up to date. He wants us to know where we are. If we still thought we're waiting on the midnight cry, we wouldn't understand that we could be raptured tomorrow. We think it's still 3 minutes to midnight. God had to tweak our thinking to get us to realize we're close, we're here, we're not waiting on that. The cry's been manifesting for a long time. Amen. Now, if I try to tell you the cry was over and my body's changed and I'm already glorified, that's a ditch. The final move is to get that body changed, to meet the Lord in the air and go to the wedding supper. But at the same time, if I sit back here and say, well, I got so many more things I'm waiting on, that's a ditch too. Amen. Any moment, in a moment, we can be changed.
Amen.
In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Now, I'm going to read here some more in a little bit, but I want to stop. In verse 50, he talked about flesh and blood will not inherit the kingdom of heaven. Brother Branham knew those scriptures in there, and he also knew Abraham and Sarah's story. They could not receive their promised son in the bodies that they had. It had to be changed. In the natural back there, they were too old. God had to bring a change to their body. And Brother Bram used that as a type. He says, we can't meet the Lord in the air in these bodies. These are flesh and blood bodies. I'm going to read on here. It's going to talk about this corruption must put on incorruption.
Yeah.
This mortality must put on immortality.
Amen.
That final move that we're talking about is this body's got to be changed.
Amen.
This is not the body I'm going to meet him in. I will be given a glorified body.
Amen.
That's all I need. We talk about the purpose of God, you know, first coming was Jesus, God in Christ, then Christ in the bride and preeminence in us. And then we're in a Garden of Eden condition. We're in a Garden of Eden condition in every way except our body.
Amen.
We're there in revelation.
Yep.
We're there in understanding.
Yeah.
We're there fellowshipping with God.
Yeah.
We're there in our soul.
Amen.
The only thing that has to catch up. We're there in oneness, to your point, Brother Deskins. It's husband and wife walking together, one. The two should not be twain. Fellowshipping every day.
Yes.
We're in the Garden of Eden condition. And every way. Besides one, and that is this body's got to be changed.
Amen.
And that's why Brother Moore could call it the final step, final move of the bride.
Amen.
That's a balanced message.
Oh, yeah.
See, I appreciate God coming in here Sunday.
Yeah.
What He did for us, at least here's what He did for me. I'll talk for myself. 2 or 3 weeks ago, He said the trump has already sounded.
Yeah.
And I got excited about it.
Yeah.
But God's a good God. He's a balanced God. He wants to show you that he's right in line with the word.
Yeah. Yeah.
He wants you to know you don't get behind too far. You don't go ahead. You got to stay right down.
That's
right. That straight line.
All right.
You got to stay right down the middle.
Amen.
And if you notice, Brother Moore even started a service that way. He was talking about that. Because he's not going to get off this word. That's what Brother Bram taught us. That's what Brother Schultz taught him. That's what I told you, Brother Moore didn't want me to say it was a well when it wasn't supposed to be a well.
Right.
I'll never forget that. But that's how God is. He wants this thing right. So God came in here Sunday. And it's not that he slows down because this is a fast-moving age. But he slowed down for us and said, I want to go back and just talk about this a little bit more. I'm going to brighten up for you a little bit more. I'm going to bring more scriptures to show you where we are. I'm going to bring you the quotes to show you that this is in the message. I'm going to show you that we are here, people. I'm going to, you know, God has always done that in this church for me.
Amen.
He didn't just preach about loved ones one time.
No.
Because that was, you know, you get a little bit in that first message. But this thing, he keeps talking to you.
Amen.
He wants to make sure he's getting it clearly to you.
Amen.
So that you can understand what he's trying to do and what he's doing.
Amen.
And that, at least for me, Sunday was another moment. God was sitting there saying, Jeremiah, let me help you a little bit more. Let me brighten it up for you a little bit more. Let me drive this point home for you a little bit more. See, Brother Schultz used to do that, I feel like. Brother Moore does that. And God did that for me. Slow down Sunday and said, let me drive this point home a little bit more for you.
Right.
I'm more solid in it tonight.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm much more confident in it tonight.
Oh, yeah.
I have a clear understanding of it tonight.
Amen.
I wouldn't get up here and preach about it if I didn't.
Right.
But I have authority on it now. See, when you get a revelation of something, you can speak with authority. But if you have no revelation or anything, you can't speak with any authority because you don't know what you're talking about. But when you know what you're talking about, you can get up here and say, in any moment, I ain't waiting on this, I ain't waiting on that. It could go in any moment. But here's what God did. He says, but just for you crazy spiritual people that think we're already in the third coming. That's me, for me, I'm sorry. I shouldn't be disrespectful like that, but there's people that preach that. They'll preach that we've already had all this happen and then there ain't nothing else going to happen. There's no physical marriage supper. But that ain't right either. So God come in here and said, let me give you a title. The final move of the bride. That means there's still a move, Brother Moore. There's still something to do. Because if you had said it's done and God's already back to Israel, like some people would say, Then you would be done with your hope.
Right. Yeah.
But guys, it says, we still got one step.
Yeah.
And I don't preach it like it's a long step. You hear me tonight? In any moment.
Right.
Could happen in any moment.
Right.
And all it's going to take is just a revelation. We've said that for years, just a clear understanding. And God always gives you that just in a moment, in a twinkle of an eye.
Right.
And we're going to be changed. But what you can't say is you're already changed. We're waiting on a change of this body.
Right.
I've had a change of the soul. I have a change of understanding. I've had a drop thinking and gotten more understanding. I understand the Trump sound. I understand it. I've grown in that way.
Amen.
But don't tell me you got a new body already.
Amen.
I'm still waiting on that glorified body.
Yeah.
And Romans 8, Paul says all of earth and creation is groaning. To be fulfilled, the full manifestation of the Son of God.
Amen.
And Brother Bram told us all that is the redemption of this body.
Amen.
He says you've already had that first step of that. First phase of redemption,
right.
You had a change, a new birth.
Yeah.
But the full manifestation of a Son of God is not just only in one rim, you're right. You're right in all three rims.
Yeah. That's right.
So, I just want to say that to make sure we get that point. Because that excites me. Because that runs, that ties, that connects, it doesn't have you too far behind. It doesn't have you too far ahead. It has you right in the middle of the road.
Amen.
Right up to speed. Right up to date. Right where God is.
Amen.
And it's what the bride needs.
Because
if the bride didn't understand we're this close, we wouldn't be able to stand up here tonight and say, in any moment,
right.
I can get out of here.
Amen.
But in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, we shall all be changed. For verse 53, for this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Oh, death, where is thy sting? Oh, grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. But in a moment, Brother Moore, we shall be changed. And Brother Branham was preaching in United Times and Sign, 1963. He says this in a prayer. Lord Jesus, as my poor heart jumps for joy as I see the possibilities of me, a middle-aged man, but yet the possibilities of me seeing you come in this generation to be alive and stand here and see when that trumpet sounds, he that's filthy is filthy still, he that's righteous is righteous still, he who's holy is holy still. He said, oh, Lord God, in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, when the world won't know what's going on, but all of a sudden you'll see appear before you your loved ones that's gone on and think and to think of us standing that has come to unite with you again. And we'll be changed in a moment, in a twinkling of an eye, and be caught up together to meet our Lord in the air. And then unite with him to be there forever and never have to be out of his presence again.
Amen.
What a great thing it is today, Lord, to know that now we are united with one Spirit. One Spirit, the Holy Spirit, has got the word in his grip coming to us. And what a great thing, what a privilege to cut loose from all the world to unite ourselves to Jesus Christ. Now listen to this. And to think that someday, in a physical form, with a body like his own glorious body, we will sit down at the wedding supper and there be united and wed in marriage to him, to live as bride and bridegroom through all times that is to come, through a ceaseless eternity. Lord, may this not just be a mythical thought to the people, but may it come such a reality, till such hunger and thirst will set in the people. Now listen to what he says. And they'll be reading newspapers, and looking and listening to radio news, and seeing the United Time, the signs are flashing.
Amen.
Oh, Brother Branham, we're watching the news. We're seeing the signs. We're actually watching with joy now. There's a thirst. There's a hunger. And we recognize there's only one more step. It's that physical change of this body where we're going to go meet the Lord in the air. And it can happen in any moment. Brother Branham, I have another quote where he says, in that moment, that change, that it'll happen so fast you won't have time to do anything else. And people, I'm here tonight just to remind you, we're already in the eighth day.
Amen.
We already have the midnight cry. The trumpet's already sounded. We're right here.
Amen.
All it takes is just a moment, a clear understanding, Brother Mark.
Amen.
And we'll realize we don't have to be here. We said it multiple different ways. I mean, Brother Dustin got up here. He said, we just got to poke that needle through.
Amen. Yeah.
Not forcing God, not rushing God. Inviting God. I also like to say, we just know where we're at. We see the hour. This isn't getting ahead of God. This is what God's wanting us to do. This is what he's been preaching to us. Saying, people, wake up a little bit. You're not waiting on certain things you thought you were waiting on. It's time. We're here. It's arrived. We're arriving. We've been on your feet for a long time. In a moment. In a twinkling of an eye. Oh, that gets me excited. Oh, our loved one's going to appear before us. The bride of a few thousand years old will be up on her feet.
Amen.
Our eyes will be open one day. We'll see each other physically. We'll see each other in young bodies, in our prime. Even in our prime here, it's not even the prime of what that's going to be, but that's the best I can describe it to you.
Amen.
And the best we've ever been and look is exactly how God saw us before the foundation of the world.
Amen.
Exactly what we're going to look like. Oh, we're going to be changed into that. We'll be right in all three rims, new soul, theology, and glorified body.
Amen.
And we'll be with the bride of 2,000 years old, and we're going to go meet the Lord in the air.
Amen.
That final move, that final step is that change of the body. That's what we're trying to do. That's what Brother Moore preached. That's what he said at the end of the service. I was thinking all service long what the final step was. I was right. about 10 minutes to spare. He said, that final step's that body change.
Amen.
I thought, I like it that simple.
Amen.
I don't like sitting out here saying, do I got it right?
Right. Yeah,
no. I want to hear it.
Amen.
I want it to be revealed to me.
Yeah.
I want it to be quickened to me.
Right.
And that's where I'm at tonight. I see so much more. I only got one more step, one more move. Maybe a few weeks ago, I thought I had 3 or 4 steps left. But Destin's, I'm at the final move, man. I used to think it's 3 minutes. I realize I'm at midnight. I'm in a new day. I'm in the 8th day. I'm just waiting on a change of the body. The earth's been groaning for quite a while. But all it's going to take is a moment. In a twinkling of an eye. And we shall all be changed. Meet the Lord in the air. What an exciting hour. God bless you. Love you. Come on, Pastor Moore.
It seems like it's been forever, but yet it's coming to a head so quickly. In a moment. That's less than a minute. That's less than a second. He wanted us to know how quickly that moment was, so he said, in a twinkling, not a bat of an eye. I can see if you bat your eye. But a twinkle, if you're not looking close, you won't even see it. But that's how quick it's going to happen. And you say, well, we've been saying that. We haven't been saying that. We've been looking and waiting and thinking and trying to figure it out. And come to find out, he had all the answers right in front of us. That's the way it always has been. When Jesus came 2,000 years ago, he didn't have to rewrite the Old Testament. It was always in there. A virgin shall conceive was in there the entire time. And they sat there reading those scriptures, reading those scrolls, singing it in the temple, misinterpreting everything that he said he was going to do. And then when he did it, the church world missed it. They missed it. And now here we are again. Just like they did it with the groom, so will they do with the bride. And because they missed it then, it's guaranteed that they're going to miss it now. Because that was the type. That was the shadow of what was coming. And now that we're at this point, the church world is getting ready for, well, they're praying for Israel because they want to have Israel saved, but they don't understand. They're sawing on the limb that they're standing on.
Right.
You ever do that, Don? They're sawing on the limb that they're praying for Israel, saying, God, be with Israel. And I pray, God, be with Israel. But see,
I know what that means.
Yeah. I mean, God, be with Israel, and Lord, take us home.
Right.
That's in the same prayer. Church will send, God, be with Israel and help us. And just be with us. But it's like, no, God can't do both. He's not going to do both. He's going to deal with the Gentiles, or he's going to deal with the Jews. Now, if you're praying for him to go deal with the Jews, pray on, please do. But I know what that means. I know that means that final moment is going to happen. And it's going to happen in such an unusual. I know it's going to be so unusual. I was sitting there, and this is crazy thinking, but I was just sitting here thinking. I said, what if the Spirit hit you, Nate, and you got up and you ran right towards that wall and just disappeared? What would the church say? It's like, you know, it's that real.
Yeah.
When I hear a bump in the night, I get excited. You know, I'm not like those people in those movies. They go the bump in the night. They go in the dark and looking to see what the noise was. Oh, I know what the noise is. I'll invite them in. And we're looking for this thing. We are literally looking for the body change. And you know what? He said that he would appear to those who are looking for his appearing and love him. And here we are. We're finally starting to get excited about the rapture. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing because he'll come to those who are looking for him. Everybody else ain't looking. We're still sitting there. They're still sitting there saying 3 minutes to midnight. You know, there ain't nothing worse than going to catch a bus that's already left. Because you don't know whether to go back home or to wait, and maybe the bus is late. You're sitting there trying to think, should I stay? Should I go? No, we're right on time. When the bus pulls up, you know, when I was in the Philippines, that time that I about got left over there, we were standing there, and we were all waiting for the bus coming. I'd never seen it. So there's a big old group of Filipinos over here waiting for the bus. And I come out, and I stood over here. And when the bus came, it stopped right in front of me. That was the first one on the bus. They're down there thinking it was going to come over there, and it stopped right in front of me. That's the way the rapture is. People are going to think, oh, he's coming this way, he's coming that way. They got all kind of ways. They thought Jesus was going to come and save the world and start a war and do all these things. But he came in a way that they did not expect. And this time he came in a way that they did not expect. And he's going to leave the same way. Amen. I'm glad that we're finally shaking ourselves. And I start with me. I'm shaking ourselves to say, Lord, I'm ready for the rapture. I really am now. There's nothing else that needs to happen. So I'm watching and I'm praying for that great millennial day. Oh, my goodness. We've been talking about this for 2,000 years. Been talking about it for 6,000 years. And now we're right at the end when there's a group of people who are sitting there saying, it's time. It's time. It's not a bad thing, church. Come on, musicians. And remember Brother Mike in your prayers. You know, he lost his wife this year, and now he lost his daughter this year. And, you know, that's a lot. Thank God for hope, Brother Mike. A promise. We will see them again. Amen. Now, we'll be leaving on Friday morning, so please pray for us. We've got, they finally sent us itinerary as far as the meetings we're going to have. On Saturday, we'll have a meeting at the church. What is the name of that church? San Marcos is the city. Yeah, they did go to church. But we do, they do have a church name. I've got it on my phone. But we're going to San Marcos on Saturday for service, Saturday evening. Then Sunday morning, we're going to Ablaze in San Diego. And then Sunday afternoon, we're going to San Marcos again. I sent Praveen a text. They said, we got to figure this out. We got to put it on Jeremiah or my phone, and we need some training on what to do. Doug was with me in the Philippines, and he did a marvelous job. I did nothing. So I probably should know how to do that. I'd mentioned that to Praveen today, that we need to do that because we want to take the video with us. And maybe it won't be live, but at least we can record it and bring it back when we come back. So we'll do that. So Praveen's going to get with us, and Jeremiah, we'll figure that out. We got to do that. We've got one more day. We've got to do because we leave. The flight is at 6, so we'll be out of here early Friday morning. So pray for us, and then Sunday afternoon, we'll do a blaze Sunday morning, and then Sunday afternoon, we go back to it. St. Marcos. Marcos? St. Marcos. We go back there for the afternoon service and then fly back on Monday. So it's going to be a packed weekend, and between the services, we'll have fellowship and a lot of talking and a lot of things going on. So pray for us, Brother Jay. He's got to him. He'll be taking care of Sunday service here, and I appreciate him standing in the gap. Don't give him a hard way to go. Get in here and have church. I'm sure you will. I'm sure the Lord's going to bless. Amen. The splendor of the King. How great is our God? How great. The more we come to church, the more we see how great He really is. Amen. And is there anything else? That's it, I think. The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wrapped himself in light, and darkness tried to hide. It trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our God? Won't you sing with me? How great is our God? And all will see. How great is our God? How great is our God? Oh, how great is our God? Won't you sing with me? How great is our God? And God. How great is our God?